Good day, good day, good day. I am Apostle Shelby Frederick, and I want to welcome you to our new Grow in Faith Bible Study. This Bible study is designed for individuals who want to be discipled in the Word, mentored in life application, and developed in character and purpose. I personally disciple those who know that there is more, but don't know how to attain it. Our community culture centers on John chapter 14, verses 6 through 7. Jesus explained, "I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No one comes next to the Father except through union with me. To know me is to know my Father too." If you desire to know your identity, position, purpose, and significance in Christ, join our growing discipleship community. Good evening, good evening, good evening. I want to welcome you to this week's Grow in Faith Bible Study. I am Apostle Shelby Frederick, and we are broadcasting live from the Columbus, Ohio region. It is an honor and a blessing to be back with you all on this Monday evening. And, you know, I don't like to do a whole lot of waiting around for us to get started with our teaching time. I am going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. And so, Father, we just thank you for this day. We thank you, Father God, for this evening. We thank you, Father God, for your word on tonight. We thank you, Father God, for this teaching on the watchmen, O God, and the gatekeepers, O Lord, and those that you have called, Lord, to this place of intercession, O God, those that you have given in the burden for intercession, those that would like to know more and learn more and be equipped and discipled in regards to intercession on tonight. And so we just thank you, Father God, for our time of teaching. We thank you, Father God, and pray that the eyes of our understanding are open, that there is impartation and revelation and understanding from Holy Spirit on tonight. We say, Lord, have your way. Do what it is that only you can do as we are set out to equip the body for the work of the ministry. We bless you and we honor you and we give your name all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen, amen. So welcome, welcome, welcome to you all that are chiming in, to those that are on Facebook, to those that are on YouTube, those that are on the website, and those that will watch the replay. Blessings to each of you. We're going to go ahead and get started on our teaching on tonight, and we're going to be talking tonight about the ministry of the intercessor. The ministry of the intercessor. And one of the first things that I want to say is that that intercession is not an office. It is not an office, but it is a responsibility. It is a call that we do answer, and that call comes from God Himself. And so it's not an office, but it is an act of intervening. It is an act of intervening, mediating on behalf of others through prayer. And so intercessors, they position themselves as representatives or as mediators in the earth. So intercession is a posture. It is a posture that we assume, and that posture is one of standing in the gap. And it is standing in the gap to bring about a desired change. It's standing in the gap to bring about a desired change. And so intercession is making a solemn request of God about anything or anyone, whatever that area of concern may be. It is also a direct contending in the realm of the spirit against unseen evil forces for the purpose of effecting change in the spirit realm that manifests the will of God in our natural realm. And so, when looking at who are intercessors are mediators between God and man, but intercessors are also kingdom builders, and we'll talk about kingdom builders on next week. So, how do they build the kingdom? They build the kingdom through their prayers, through their intercession. They move with purpose in the spiritual realm to bring spiritual order. So, in other words, there is a move in an orderly and a systematic manner of like those who are trained soldiers. Intercessors, they move with precision because they are led by Holy Spirit. And so it's not a ministry where we look at just what we see with our natural eyes, but we move with precision and we move with accuracy because we are led by Holy Spirit, which is the divine breath of God, the divine breath of God. And so if we look at Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 1, and let me get over to my scripture here. Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 1. Welcome, my cousins that are coming on. Blessings to you all. Good to see you here. Ezekiel 37 and 1, it says, "The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones." And so Ezekiel, he was not physically there, but he was transported there by the Spirit of God to that place where he saw from the vantage point of his spirit being connected to the Spirit of the Lord. And so when we talk about intercessors and making intercession, our posture and our position is very important because we don't look here at surface level what we can see in front of us, but there is a vantage point that intercessors sit at. We are seated in heavenly places where in Christ Jesus. And so the vantage point that we see, the vantage point that we pray from is one from heaven to earth. And so with Ezekiel, he was able to see through the lens of the spirit, the spiritual condition that was in the whole house of Israel. He was able to see the spiritual condition of the people of God. And so as intercessors, we travel to places in the realm of the spirit as we are led by the Spirit of God. And it is from this place that God gives us, he gives us insights as to how and what we are to pray for. So this spiritual knowledge that we have, it empowers us in prayer, which enables us to pray effective prayers. Okay, we want our prayers to be effective. So intercessors, when I was talking last week, maybe a couple of weeks ago, about the gatekeepers, and this is a question that I keep asking God, where are the gatekeepers? Who are the gatekeepers in our cities? Those who are the intercessors, they are the gatekeepers, they are the prayer warriors, they are the watchmen that are on the walls. As intercessors, we are the frontline soldiers. And we go, we have to have wisdom in how we are to approach the evil forces, how we are to approach the things that God reveals to us. So every believer intercedes. Let me preface that. Every believer intercedes. If you have ever had someone to ask you to pray for them, that was intercession. You were standing in the gap on behalf of someone else. Now, there is a difference between a believer who intercedes in their daily communication with God and the believer who has been appointed by God as an intercessor. There is a burden that comes from that level of intercession. So this person has been, receives the burden from God, receives the spiritual intel from God. They are divinely called, my God, and appointed for what? A specific task. So it's a specific task of mediating on behalf of whatever it is that God is looking for someone to stand in the gap for. Hallelujah. So as intercessors, we intercede for nations. We intercede for our country. We intercede for our cities and our states. We intercede for government. We intercede for our churches. We intercede for pastors. Whatever it is, there should be and there is an intercessor that has been assigned to cover it. Now, what happens when no one is there? What happens if something is not covered or if someone is out of place? My God, what happens when we don't answer and we don't respond to the call? Hallelujah. So this is what makes intercession ministry, because it's the act of serving. It's the act of serving, and it fits into the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. And so how does this ministry fit into the body of Christ? Well, as intercessors, we are responsible for clearing and cleaning the airways so that the kingdom of God can move forward. We clean and we clear the airways. So without intercessors, there is a total breakdown. There is a total collapse of everything good within the body of Christ and within the world. So every church and every ministry needs intercessors. There are many aspects of our life that are crippled and handicapped because of the lack of intercessors. When we think about our marriages, our homes, our health, our finances, drug addiction, murders, school shootings, all of these things that we see going on in our communities and in our cities. Another way that Christ functions in the body of Christ is through the intercessors, because it is an extension of the ministry of Jesus Christ. Because what is Jesus Christ doing? He is sitting at the right hand of the Father. And what is he doing? He is making intercession for us. So we are the extension of the ministry of Jesus Christ when it comes to intercession. In James chapter 5, verse 16b, it says that we ought to pray for one another. And so there are some people that have a specific calling, my God, to intercede in certain areas of intercession. And then this becomes the driving force behind what they do. These type of people that accept the burden, my God, and the call to intercession, there is an urge. There is like this need that they have to pray, and that propels their spirit into engaging in intercession more frequently than those just do it within their daily communication with God and their daily prayers. Hallelujah. Not only is it just for that period of time, but there is a prolonged time with these particular types of intercessors. So what happens is they are given a burden by God himself to intercede for specific assignments so that they labor in prayer, standing in the gap for others and praying until there is breakthrough. So it's not like a one and done prayer. Sometimes we have to rebuild the walls of righteousness through our prayers, through that posture, through having clean hands and a pure heart, my God, standing in that place until the Lord completes his work. Glory to God. So in this level of intercession, you find yourself contending sometimes with the spirits. because you are on the front line. You are in combative warfare. And this is warfare that is waged from the unseen world. Now, there are different types of intercessors, and each person, the key thing is that each person has the same spirit. Each person is still praying, my God, being used, having Holy Spirit to pray through them. But there are different types of intercessors. We have to understand that intercession is a heavenly ministry. There is an anointing that comes from Holy Spirit that anoints us with the ability to carry the weight of the assignment. There is a weight to the assignment of intercession that God places upon us. Hallelujah. In Acts chapter 10, verse 38, it says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Hallelujah. So it takes an anointing to be able to do any work of ministry. We don't do any work of ministry apart from Holy Spirit, apart from being anointed. It is the anointing that is the power and the ability of Holy Spirit that allows us to carry that capacity, that allows us to carry that burden to stay in that place and pray until there is breakthrough. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, intercessors also build walls around target areas, as well as tear down illegal walls, because they have been given the grace, my God, to build walls. They have been given the grace to repair hedges of protection. And they have been given the grace, hallelujah, to raise up foundations of many generations, So they have the ability to go in and to remove the illegal walls that have been set up in territories that do not belong to the enemy. If we were to take a look around our communities right now, take a look around. I mean, my God, just look at our family. Our families. What illegal walls have been established in our families that need to be taken down through intercession? What walls in our family, hallelujah, need to be removed? Hallelujah. So as intercessors, we remove gates and landmarks, and we take territories for the kingdom of God. That's what it's all about. Now, when we talk about hedges of protection, there are some hedges of protection that have gaps and breaches. Gaps and breaches. And so there are some hedges of protection that have been planted by intercessors. But whenever we receive and God gives us a call and an assignment to build a hedge of protection in the realm of the spirit, we have to make sure that there aren't any gaps or there aren't any breaches in the wall. Hallelujah. We have to make sure that our hedge of protection is not compromised. Anytime a gap or a breach is discovered, that shows us a place that is outside of the will of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Or it also shows us a place, my God, that of a place where something almost took place. So sometimes you may take a hit and there may not be a full breach. There may not be a full gap, but there may be damage to that hedge of protection because you've taken a hit. So we have to always make sure that we have the watchmen, that we have the gatekeepers, that the intercessors stay on assignment. Now, as intercessors, we don't stand in the gap just to find out what's going on in a person's life. That's not an intercessor. Mm-mm. And that's one of my pet peeves. We have to be people of integrity. We have to be people of integrity. There is a purpose whenever God reveals something to us in the place of intercessory prayer. And he reveals it to us through discernment. Hallelujah. And it is because he has given the intercessor the power to close the gaps and the breaches. To close the gap and the breaches. So we have to ask ourselves, what causes us to lose the gates and territories? What's the cause of that? First and foremost, we must know the answer for a particular situation. We have to teach the people of God to rise up and to possess the gates. What does it mean for us as the people of God to possess the gates? We have to always have our discernment on. So whenever we have the loss of gates, that means that bondage has taken place. It means that we have been besieged. Hallelujah. And so this is also an important reason why intercessors must have clean hands and a pure heart so that they can see what God sees. Mm-hmm. We see what God sees when we have clean hands and when we have a pure heart. So we need an army of intercessors. Every spiritual government must be at work in the house of God. And so when we talk about the spiritual government of God, we are talking about the fivefold equipping gifts. Hallelujah. The fivefold equipping gifts. The equipping gifts must be activated so that they can first set up the government of God in the church, and so that they can be deployed into all areas of ministry, all areas of ministry. Hallelujah. And so it's not only just about the assignment, it's about the lifestyle of the intercessor. It is a lifestyle. Glory to God. It is not only about having clean hands and a pure heart. Hallelujah. But there is a responsibility of faith. There is a level of faith that the intercessor must operate in. Glory to God. We have to be able to understand that whenever God shows us a gap, that means that the purpose of God is not fully operating. Glory to God. So it is the responsibility of godly leaders to make sure that the gaps are sealed. We have to pay attention and we have to discern where the doors are open in any given territory, whether it is the territory in your family, whether it's the territory in your local ministry, whether it's the territory in your city, in the region, in the state. We have to be able to discern where the open doors are. And once we discern where the open doors are, my God, this is where we create the prayer strategy. And then we implement the prayer strategy. The prayer strategy must be put in place. We have to target that prayer, that area in prayer. And our aim is to accomplish the will of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We have to see what doors are leading to strongholds, and strongholds are in the mind. Strongholds are mindsets that people set up within their minds to think a certain way. And it is those strongholds that must be brought down to the obedience of Christ. This is why teaching is so important. This is why there has never been a time more than now that we need the equipping gifts to equip the body of Christ for the work of the ministry. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. And so we have to understand that the doors are leading to strongholds, and that this is why we have to activate the prayer strategies. This is why we have to teach. In Ezekiel chapter 22, verses 29 through 30, it says, "The people of the land have used oppression and exercised robbery and have vexed the poor and needy. Yea, they have oppressed the stranger wrongfully. And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none." It should not be said among us that are intercessors that God could not find someone to stand in the gap. It should not be said. We have to be willing workers. Hallelujah. Why? Because souls need saved. People need delivered. They need to be delivered from the gods of this world. Hallelujah. It is the gods of this world that have blinded the minds of the people. It is the gods of this world that have blinded them so that they will not accept Christ. So when an intercessor stands in the gap on behalf of a person to close that gap, God looks at the faith of the mediator, and he sees the mediator's faith in Jesus Christ. This is why we can't go by what we see with our natural eyes. We have to go by what God has shown us in the realm of the spirit. We have to be able to see from eternity's perspective. So this is why we don't curse our cities. We don't curse the sinners. We don't get down on people because maybe they don't know. They have not come to understand the knowledge of Christ that you may have, because of the knowledge of Christ that I may have. It is not for us to curse them, but it is for us to teach them. It is for us to disciple them. It is for us to bring them to the knowledge and the understanding of the revelation of who Jesus Christ is. Hallelujah. And that's how we will win them. We will win them by love. Do we tell them the truth? Absolutely. But that truth comes from the position of love. Hallelujah. Not where people feel condemned. Not when people see you and they run the opposite direction. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we have to understand that when we stand in this place of faith in Jesus Christ, that when we pray, that when we make intercession, that God hears and he closes the gap. And so the gap is closed by the intercessor who is close to God. Hallelujah. So God always looks at the relationship of the intercessor. What is that relationship? What is your lifestyle like? Does your lifestyle demonstrate the holiness of Christ? And the more that we look like Christ, the more that we operate like Christ, the more that we live like Christ, hallelujah, the Lord closes up that gap and souls are saved. He restores that was negatively affected by the enemy. So we have to understand that everything has an entrance into it. Everything has an entrance into it. And if it can be compromised, that means that there is a gate, that there is a portal, or there is an entry into it. So whenever Satan sees that your gates are down, guess what he does? He comes in and he puts up his own gates. So where the gates of God was, Satan comes in and he puts up his gates. Where the gates of God should be, hallelujah, hallelujah, then Satan comes in and he puts up his gates. We have to understand that there are gates, there are portals into our soul. These portals, or these ports of entry into the soul of man, into your family, into your city, into your church, into your nations. Hallelujah. Into your territory where you live. And the list goes on and on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So Satan, he's always on his job because he's going to be diligently seeking to devour those that he can. Hallelujah. He's always seeking for the gap. He is seeking to create breaches. So whenever he finds a gap, he is able to create a breach and he destroys the wall or the hedge because we fail to watch and pray. And when we fail to watch and pray, guess what? He puts up his walls where our wall should have been. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he does so because he imitates what God does. He's an imitator. Hallelujah. An imitator with no power. Satan is an imitator with no power. No power to bring change. No power to bring transformation. No power to bring restoration. No power to bring reconciliation. Hallelujah. So when he puts up his walls, then that means that only his agents are welcome into the territory. Only his agents are welcome into your mind, your city, your family, your territory, your church, your business. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so whoever controls a gate has a grasp or has a hold in that area. Hallelujah. So when Satan controls a gate, he has power and dominion, and only his angels are allowed to do what they do. They do whatever they want to do. So we don't want Satan to have control of the gates. Demonic agents with demonic powers are out to kill, steal, and destroy. They are on a rampage and will destroy everything in sight without reservation. No thought of you, no thought of how it impacts you, no thought of how it impacts your family, no thought of how it impacts our communities. He doesn't care about any of that. Hallelujah. So as the kingdom of God, we must have control of the gates. Hallelujah. We must have control of the gates to every area in life and society. And we're not talking about having control. Let me say this right here. We're not talking about having control over people. People have nothing to do because that's not a part of our dominion mandate. Our dominion mandate that he gave us, hallelujah, was that we would have control over the land and the resources of the land. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So intercessors have the ability to cause things to exit, meaning that when we gain control, when we maintain dominion through the blood of Jesus Christ, that we have the ability, we have the authority to evict every demon that is in control of those areas. So we have to make sure that the gates and the walls are always covered. We have to make sure that the flock, hallelujah, that the church is protected. When we lose control of gates, the region is in trouble. The region is in trouble. The city that you live in is in trouble. And we see it right now today. We see it in our schools. We see it in our government. We see it in our youth. Hallelujah. We see it in our politicians. Hallelujah. So we need the apostolic gatekeepers, the prophetic gatekeepers. We need the prayer warriors. Hallelujah. We need the watchmen on the wall. We need intercessors who are intercessors indeed. So that means that sometimes you may have to labor for time, for hours, for days. hallelujah, for weeks, for months in prayer until the Lord completes his work. Hallelujah. We as intercessors, we have to rise up and take charge. We have to take our dominion and our authority in this place of prayer and intercession. We have to make sure that our walls stay fortified, my God. Hallelujah. So I challenge us to put the walls back up, put the gates back up around our territories, and let it first start with yourself, within your own heart and within your own mind, within your own family. Hallelujah. And then let it begin to spread like wildfire. In Genesis 22, 17, it says that in blessing, I will bless thee, and in multiplying, I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. So God wants to give us heaven's best, but we have to cooperate with God. He wants his word fulfilled in us, but we have to work with God. He will not violate our will. That's not what God does. He will not go against our will. So if we don't understand his ways, the best thing to do is for us to seek him, and he will let us know what his heartbeat is. And once we know the heartbeat of God, then we come in line with his desires. And that's when we begin to reap heaven's best. God is not out here trying to withhold anything from us. No good thing will he withhold for them that love him, that walk upright according to his promises, according to his word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So it is up to us. Because God is ready to pour out to us the moment that we are ready to receive. Let me ask you, are you ready to receive? Hallelujah. Have you positioned yourself to receive of the Lord? Matthew chapter 16, verses 15 through 19. He said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever, my God, you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. This is the power that God has given us. What authority and just the grace of God that he has given us. So we don't live our lives as we are paupers, but we are children of the King. Hallelujah. Jesus went down to Hades and he took the keys of death, hell, and the grave. And so when we talk about keys, the keys symbolize, hallelujah, victory. They symbolize access. And as intercessors, we are possessors of kingdom keys. Glory to God. So release your spirit man to command demons to leave the areas that they have infested so that the captives can be set free. God gave us the authority to possess the gates of the enemy. I just read it. But this will only take place when our spirit man is strengthened in Christ. Hallelujah. So Satan, he dreads apostolic presence. When we talk about being an apostolic pillar, an apostolic pillar means that the kingdom of God has come, and Satan's kingdom is no match for the kingdom of God. It's no match, no comparison. Hallelujah. So when he recognizes that there is an apostolic pillar in the land, That apostolic pillar becomes a threat to his kingdom. He knows that an apostolic pillar is a sign that reconstruction is coming to the city. Reconstruction is coming to the state. Reconstruction is coming to the church, my God. We have to remember that apostles build the foundation of the government and the rule of the church as it is laid out by Jesus Christ himself. So as apostles, what do? Apostles bring order. Apostles can't stand disorder. Can't stand it. Things have to be in order. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Apostles and they that set up the government of the church. Glory to God. So this means that every ministry will be in their proper place. So we talked earlier about the different types of intercessors. Not all intercessors are the same. There are regional intercessors, district intercessors, governmental intercessors. That's just to name a few. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastors will also assign believers into their proper places if these pastors are in tune with God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So there are multiple types of intercessors for every sphere of life. Every sphere of life has intercessors. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So if you are in a church that does not see the importance, my God, of the ministry of intercession, and if they don't have intercessors in place, ask the Lord to assign you to the place that he has in mind for you. Ask the Lord to give you direction. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We don't want anyone to be left out. Hallelujah. Just like when we work a secular job and the boss benefits from the work, hallelujah, of the employees of the company. But the employees also benefit because they have a paycheck that they get at the end of the pay period. They have a paycheck that they receive for the work that they have done. Even so, there is a reward for the intercessor. They labor on behalf of others, and those for whom they labor benefit from intercessory prayers that are prayed on their behalf, but the intercessors also reap a reward from the Lord. Our reward comes from the Lord, from our diligence and our faithfulness in the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so he absolutely, positively does reward us. This is why it pays to be faithful. It pays to stay faithful to the assignment. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 57 and 58. It says, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord." Hallelujah. "For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Hallelujah. Our labor is not in vain in the Lord. God will never, ever shortchange us. And he often rewards us more than we even deserve. So put him first, because his rewards are unmatched. We can't match his rewards. We can't receive a greater reward from any other place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So as intercessors, we are given authority to rule in the spiritual realm so that they may bring the ruling of the kingdom of God on earth. Even as God had given Adam and Eve dominion over the sphere of the earth, even so, he has authorized intercessors to have dominion. Look at Genesis 1:28. "And God blessed them, and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowls of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Now, one might say that Adam and Eve lost their dominion and therefore mankind does not have dominion anymore because Satan is now the god of this world. Somewhat true. Adam and Eve, they did lose their dominion status according to scripture. Satan is the god of this world, but he lost that status. This is what we have to be reminded of. Satan lost that status because Christ restored dominion back to man. Look at Luke chapter 10, verses 17 through 19. Hallelujah. And it reads, and the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning falling from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So divine authority and power are given to us through the name of Jesus Christ, so that we have the ability to enforce the spiritual laws and to take action against every spirit of darkness that defies God. Let me give you a couple of other scriptures. One more scripture. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Excuse me, that's Matthew 28, 18. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, come on here, so are we in this world. Glory to God. Do we need any more confirmation? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because as he is. See, our Jesus is not dead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's alive. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because as he is, so are we in this world. So there is no question as to much how much power we possess. Because as Christ is, meaning as he presently is, as in right now, sitting at the right hand of the Father, hallelujah, so we are now in this world. Now, not waiting until the sweet by and by, not waiting until we get to heaven, not waiting until we see him face to face, but right now, glory to God, all powerful. Glory to God. So we are now in this world, and he is living inside of us. Therefore, we are all powerful through him. Not of ourselves, hallelujah, but through him, through Christ. We are powerful right now, hallelujah. So as intercessors, we must rise up. We must take charge. And we can't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. So listen, we need intercessors to cover the earth, to cover the air, which is the spiritual realm. We need intercessors to cover the sea, which is the nations. There must be intercessors stationed in every local church. Why? Because each church is a representation of the body of Christ. So if intercessors are not placed in the church, then the body is incomplete. Hallelujah. It's incomplete. So if the body is incomplete, that means the work of the ministry is incomplete. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. So in order for us to do exploits for the kingdom of God, the church has to first be fully equipped and prepared to bring God's kingdom here on earth. And having intercessors is one of the key assets in accomplishing that task. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So symbolically, and we'll talk more about this next week when we look at Nehemiah. Symbolically, Nehemiah was an intercessor, and he built the wall of Jerusalem so that he could make way for the city and the temple to be rebuilt. So the wall protected against intruders who would come into Jerusalem, hallelujah, to cause destruction of the city and its people. Hallelujah. And that was exactly what happened in the past, the destruction of the city. And now here they are getting ready to rebuild the protective wall and then on to rebuilding the city. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So when Nehemiah set out to do the task of rebuilding the wall, we know that he was faced with opposition very quickly. Very quickly. The rebuilding of the wall was progressing at an alarming rate. It was supernatural, right? We see Nehemiah, he overcomes the threats that would force him to cease from building the wall. So Nehemiah was a very strategic intercessor because he set half the people on military watch and the other half were on the construction of the wall, the wisdom of God. So what happened during Nehemiah's time was symbolic to our spiritual warfare today. Everything about the Old Testament is a type and shadow of Christ in our spiritual reality. So intercessors have to be strategic in their operation of kingdom business. They must possess strong discernment and know how to maneuver in strategic prayers, hallelujah, on kingdom assignment. To be alert and strategic in their battles in the spiritual realm is very vital. And so next week, we're going to look at the life of Nehemiah. Hallelujah. We're going to find a lot of similarities that is going to help us, hallelujah, design the spiritual reality that we are living in today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Satan has no new tricks, no new tactics. We have to understand that there will be internal and external opposition. And so fighting demonic spirits in the spiritual realm and dealing with bickering, dealing with discord among carnal Christians and the people of the world. These are the realities that we face in our present time. And what we are going to see is that Nehemiah worked on the construction of the wall, which would be followed by, hallelujah, consecration and dedication of the people. And so in that same sense, intercessors labor through intercession for God to build a spiritual wall of protection around his people, hallelujah, while they exhort the saints to focus on the promises of God and establish his kingdom through them here on earth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to encourage us to continue to stay in our place, stay in our positions of prayer and intercession. Don't leave your post. Hallelujah. Stay on the wall. Stay at the gate, wherever it is that God has assigned you. It's very, very vital. Don't allow anything or anyone to cause you to come down off the wall and to stop building. Hallelujah. Continue to keep your ears pressed to the lips of the Father. Hallelujah. Pressed to the lips of Jesus, that you may hear, hallelujah, and be able to discern what it is that he is speaking to us in this hour. Hallelujah. Let us pray. So Father, I just thank you, Lord, just for your word on tonight. I thank you, Father God, just for those, Lord, that have been a part of this teaching, oh God. I pray, Father God, Lord, that your word would take deep root, hallelujah, in our hearts, oh God. I pray, Father God, Lord, that it has stirred up a fire within us, oh God. Hallelujah, a fire of intercession. Hallelujah, a fire, oh God, of prayer. A fire, oh God, of worship, oh God, a fire of prayer. Hallelujah, unto you, oh God. Hallelujah, that we may see our cities transformed. We thank you, Father God, Lord, that you have called us forth, Lord, to be, hallelujah, the guardian and the keeper of the gates. Hallelujah, that as we are advancing your kingdom, oh God, hallelujah, that we won't leave from out of our position, that we would be alert, oh God, that we would be strategic, Father, hallelujah, concerning our prayers. I thank you, Father God, Lord, that there is a boldness of your people, hallelujah, that is coming upon us, oh God, hallelujah, as we recognize more and more that because he is, so are we in this world, hallelujah, that we may realize the power that we have, that we may realize that you have given us the keys, oh God, to the kingdom. Hallelujah. And that whatsoever we bind on earth has already been bound in heaven. And whatsoever that we loose on earth has already been loosed in heaven. We thank you, Father God, for the manifestation of answered prayers. And we will not stop until the Lord completes his work. Hallelujah. In the earth. And so we thank you and we count it a privilege and an honor to be the extension of the ministry of Jesus Christ in the earth. Hallelujah. And so we bless you and we praise you. We honor you and we glorify you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's Grow in Faith Bible Study. I am an Apostle Shelby Frederick. It is such an honor to be here with you all. Make sure that if you are, especially those of you, if you have not already subscribed to the YouTube channel, go ahead and hit that like, subscribe, and the notification button so that you will get the notifications and the alerts when I come live. God bless you all. I pray that you have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful rest of your week. Hallelujah. And keep the faith. Continue to stay bold. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Love you guys. Bye-bye.